Good morning, and thank you for spending this time with us. This is Jay Miller, your host at Radio Globe Budapest, brought to you from the beautiful Buda Hills and www.primefmradio.dj. We'll be broadcasting every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m., so come listen to us and bring a few friends. Today, I have an interesting guest, a Hungarian who has roots and interests in the mystical place of Nepal, Anna Diosegi, and she's involved with a sweet home for orphanage. Could you tell us about that, Anna?
That dream started a long time ago. I was a high school student, and I read a book about the African mission. It's a very interesting book, and I decided when I have a chance, I will teach poor children and help poor children. And after some years, I meet the Dalai Lama face to face, and he was captivated me, his charisma. Last year, I met the Nepalese person. And then, 1 year ago, I decided I will make an orphanage in Nepal. Last month, I was in Nepal. I wanted to see with my own eyes what happened there, the real Nepalese life, and what kind of help need for them. And I saw there, that place is wonderful, you know, like a miracle. It's lots of mountain, but people are very, very poor. I was in a small village near to Bandipur. Their people live from agriculture. Their children cannot go to the school because they need to pay for elementary school to the government school too.
What is the leading cause of kids to be orphaned or to need the service of an orphanage, where sort of institutional care for kids? What are the reasons? In Hungary, there are many orphanages, and I did a little research that many of the kids have parents, just the parents aren't able to take care of their children. So what are the causes for kids being on the streets and orphaned in Nepal?
I changed my mind when I was there, because I think it's not really orphanage need them. Maybe school. They need free school. Because lots of very clever children, but cannot go to the school because they don't have money.
If you could survive on the streets, you become very street smart, and you just need that extra help, that opportunity to get to that next step in your life.
Yes.
How long were you in this journey in Nepal?
It was 1 month. Only, but it was too short. I would like to go back and have them. I don't know. I feel they need help, and I can help.
Okay, so you want to build an orphanage. You need a building, you need staff, you need equipment, you need towels and food. Where are you now in this process of creating an orphanage?
Yeah, we made foundation in Nepal. My friend made that, and I opened a bank account in Hungary. And when I was there last month, they promised me free land and lots of help. They want to help me to built the orphanage building. I have some other idea. Maybe the distance adopt from
this long distance adapting?
Yes.
What is that?
This is from maybe from Hungary. Some parents can adopt children from Nepal.
To bring them to live in Hungary?
No. The children can live in Nepal, but from here can help for study.
Mm-hmm.
And
send them books and clothes.
Yeah.
And so there's many ways people can connect with the people of Nepal. Besides working with children in Nepal, are you interested? Are you a Nepalese tourist, a historian? Are you interested? I see you have a red mark in the middle of your forehead. What is that significant of?
This is tikka.
Tikka?
This means blessed.
And
I got it in Nepal. That is that culture. They wear it because of God.
And what is the culture? What is the religion of Nepal?
Hinduism and Buddhism is there, but that place where I was, lots of people, more people is Hindus.
Wasn't the Buddha born in Nepal?
Yes. Yes. They told me, if somebody asked me where was born Buddha, I need to tell in Nepal. Very interesting that religious. You know, I saw wedding ceremony and making other religion. The festival was festival, women festival. They was praying for a husband, and it's, you know, they are very poor, but always smiling, always asking what can I help, and they have in the village, in the small village, their Tumka, name is Tumka, there every week the fathers meeting every week, and mothers same, and they talking about who need help, and they help each other always.
So what are the people in Nepal like? What is the feeling you got? I mean, I was just walking down the street the other day in Budapest. It says, wow, look at that. The Villa Mosh is always on time. We have a new metro being built. The streets are relatively clean and safe. We have water. You go to the tap, you drink a glass of water. What's the wonderful difference? Not the poor, not the difficult, not the orphans, but what's the beauty and wonder of Nepal?
That feelings was very wonderful. I feel a lot of freedom there. You know, that's the nature, the jungle, and I look at every day the Himalaya. It's very wonderful. And it was interesting, the tree, one kind of tree, they call the peepal tree, because that tree like a god, they sing like a god. And in summer, that tree making cool weather, mm-hmm. And in winter, that heating the tree. So, and water, it's the same natural, and come from the top of the hill.
The snow melts and the water comes.
Yeah, yeah. It's and there is the little water tank, and lots of fish inside the top of the hill, and that fish seem for them like a god, because that fish is cleaning the water and keep water very healthy and very good. So lots of interesting things, you know. It's they are so close to the nature.
Nepal has 8 of the 10 tallest mountains in the world.
Yeah.
And Mount Everest.
Yes.
Are you
yes.
a mountain climber? Are you a mountain walker?
No. No. I was on the hill, but but I am not climber. I cannot climb to the Mount Everest, I think so. Maybe later.
Nepalese are famous for being guides to climb the great mountains, right?
Yeah.
Maybe some of those orphans could be proteges of the great Himalaya guides that take people up into the mountains. And the kids, these little kids, one or two or three or 10, can be trained. What are the industries in Nepal? What are the jobs that people do?
They live maybe from tourism.
You said agriculture.
Agriculture,
what are
yeah.
cows and different animals that live up in the mountains and high mountains?
Lots of buffalo, goats, cows, and they make rice and lots of vegetables and fruits.
Where did you stay? What type of what kind of beds did you sleep in? And how did you travel in your month in Nepal?
I was with my friend.
Friends from Nepal?
Yeah, Nepalese friend.
The people that are involved with the orphanage project foundation there?
Yes, yes, yes.
And where did you meet them?
One person was here in Hungary last year. I meet only with him. I met them, the other Nepalese people from internet, and they asked me go there, and I went. Mm-hmm. And they invite me there because I wanted to see my own eyes that place. And I was leave my friend's house, and they always take care of me and wanted to show me everything, how they live. You know, I saw the real Nepalese life because I was with a family, mm-hmm. and children every day went to school, and every day cook, grass cutting for the buffalo and the cow.
Did you like the food there?
Yes.
What kind of food? Did you learn how to cook Nepalese?
Yeah. Sorry. I am a vegetarian, uh-huh. so it was very good for me because lots of vegetable and rice and like Nepalese food, almost same like Indian, but Indian are more famous, maybe.
Maybe the different spices of Indian food.
A little bit, but almost same spices, lots of chili and curry. Mm-hmm.
So hot spicy
yes.
stuff.
Yes. But I love it.
Very warm and friendly and kind people.
Yes, yes, they are. They are so kind and always searching for how can help me and
make you comfortable.
Yeah, what I need, and they wanted to. I feel myself comfortable and good and.
Let's speak a little back on the orphan subject. What was your previous interest in orphans? What attracted you to such a project there? As I've noticed the last years in Hungary, there are hundreds of foundations doing some really good civil community work. What attracted you to orphans?
Thinking about that, not a real orphanage need in Nepal because they have parents but very poor. You know, I think maybe that's why I need more important the school because they want to learn, they want to become doctors and teachers and pilots, and they told me they want to study a lot, but they cannot. And that's why I need maybe morning need school time and afternoon need a family time.
And good food and
yes,
good clothing
good food,
and good
clothing
shoes.
And, yes.
So if you had fairy godmother came down and gave you a check and you wrote $1 million, what would your next move be? You have the funding, you have the money. What would you produce? What would your dream create in reality?
I built the building and lots of children. And I would like to teach them, and some friends help me from Nepal, from Hungary, teach that children and take care lots of children. I love children, and I would like to give them the better life they dream come true.
And when you look into the eyes of those beautiful little children,
yeah,
what would you tell them about this life? What would your philosophy be that you give them about this world we live in and this life we have?
I think the future is of children. The future depending of children, and children future depend from education. If they want to be a doctor, teacher, lots of things, pilots, and if I can give that things education to them, they very happy, and me too, you know. They told me it was very interesting, because I told them, okay, I try to help and give you education, but what will you do with that education after, if you are a doctor? The one kid, Sagar, told me, okay, if I become a doctor, I will come back to my village, and I will cure every person in this village. You know, they in Hungary, lots of people, if after study, go somewhere else, go big city and work there and make his life there, but they're not. They want to go back and his born village and help that people who live there. And it's very interesting. It's a very big family, lots of children, every family. But they need to go abroad, foreign country, to work, because in Nepal there is not enough job for them. But and they collect money and go back to village and help parents and relatives. But that kids, it's like a family is more important than other things. They, if, where I was, that kid Sagar, his grandmother sick. That's why he wants to became a doctor and wants to cure his grandmother. That's very kind.
Wonderful dreams of children.
Yes.
So thank you very much. I hope we can have you in the future as a guest again. This was Anna Diosegi, and she is working to create an orphanage for kids in Nepal. Maybe a good start is to start taking people on tourist outings to see what's going on there. Yeah. So thank you very much, Anna. This is your host, Jay Miller, on Radio Globe Budapest, brought to you by Prime FM Radio.dj.